Hello, everyone, and welcome to the podcast. Today, we have a special series called The Doctor's Corner, where we will be talking to some of the most well-known and prominent physicians across the globe. Today, we have the unique pleasure of talking to Dr. Ramon Jones. Dr. Jones received his Doctor of Medicine degree from the University of Illinois, Chicago, and Peoria, Illinois. Dr. Jones completed his residency in anesthesiology at the University of Texas, Houston Medical Center branch in Houston, Texas. His pain medicine training was completed at MD Anderson Cancer Hospital in Houston, Texas. Dr. Jones also received extensive training in cancer and non-cancer pain management. With that being said, Dr. Jones, welcome to the podcast.
Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. So tell me, where did it all begin? How did you become a physician?
Well, it began in a small town in Illinois, about 30 minutes outside of St. Louis. I grew up in a small town called Edwardsville, Illinois. Grade school and high school there. In high school, I decided that I wanted to become an anesthesiologist. And I actually had a couple of my relatives, my uncle, my great uncle, a few cousins that were physicians. And I talked to them, discussed what they did. I spent time with them before, and I told them, yeah, I think I want to come in anesthesiologist, maybe a pain doc or pain physician, and I think it's what I want to do. And all of them pushed me against it or warned me against it because at the time it was difficult for anesthesiologists to get jobs at the time. So against their advice, I essentially decided to turn anesthesiologist and later do pain.
So that kind of leads you to why you chose pain?
Well, the reason I chose pain is because a pain physician has a much more intimate relationship with their patients. They see them month to month, sometimes week to week. The pain patient is a person who is in a situation where it's not life or death, but it's very hard to tell if a patient in pain that their pain's not important or it's not the most overriding thing in their life. And I think to be a part of that scenario where they come in needing a fix or needing an actual treatment, I think it's a very honored and special part of a patient's life, but more, even more rewarding when you can actually do something about their pain and help heal them in some way.
And that leads me to what type of advanced procedures are out there nowadays and how do they really help patients walking through your door?
There used to be a pretty large gap between pain physicians and surgeons, not necessarily in training. The gap is still there in training, but the actual procedures that are available to patients who are currently in pain used to involve an epidural and a facet radiofrequency ablation, and periodically spinal cord stimulator. If you failed your epidural and you failed your median branch block and radiofrequency ablation, then you just move forward towards, depending on the severity of the disease. But now, patients with back and leg pain have 15, 20, 30 options to have minimally invasive procedures. They're still minimally invasive that come before surgery. Now, the procedures themselves are minimally invasive, and they don't preclude you from having surgery or make it so you can't have surgery in the future, but they make it so you might not need surgery ever or for a few years. So those minimally invasive procedures are many at this point. There's partial fusion devices. There's devices for people who have spinal canal stenosis, who need help, who have back and leg pain when they stand, sometimes not improving when they sit. Patients who have pain when they sit and have pain from sit to stand. I think the amount of actual procedures or minimally invasive procedures out there has just totally exploded. What I will say is that people with spinal canal stenosis, people with SI joint dysfunction, people with facet arthritis or facet dysfunction, intense leg pain, unremitting, people who've even had surgery who continue to have pain. there are devices and there's minimally invasive surgeries that are available for you. We'll walk in and walk out same day, all of them.
That's amazing. Do you have a favorite procedure or one that you feel like gets patients back on their feet that is rewarding to you?
I don't have a favorite procedure, but there are some procedures that have shown to give patients significant relief. I think it's more about patient selection and patient disease. If you're a patient who suffers from some type of neuropathy, the chemo-induced or diabetic neuropathy, and you want an option or you want a fix for it, we have a spinal cord stimulator that uses electrical stimulation to essentially drown out that pain. If you previously had back surgery and you continue to have pain when you sit, or pain from sit to stand, or continue to have pain in your back, you may be a candidate for what we call an SI fusion or an SI spacer device. Sometimes it's a patient with bad spinal canal stenosis or bad stenosis where they essentially walk and have pain from the back into the leg, so they need to bend over. There are small spacers that we use for that called a Vertiflex spacing device, or sometimes there's a decompression device where it has the same risk profile as an epidural, but you can actually thin the ligament flavum of the spinal canal stenosis or thin a layer of the spinal canal and essentially give their spinal cord more room to actually get blood flow and be under less stress and less pressure. So there are many, many different types of procedures. I don't necessarily have a favorite. My favorite procedure is the one that gets the patient out of pain. How about that?
Fair enough. And that's just amazing that patients can actually delay a large surgery and they have more minimally invasive options nowadays. It's just good to hear. So what makes TPC unique, the Pain Center of Arizona?
Well, the Pain Center of Arizona was started in 2002 by a physician named Dr. Siwick. I joined in 06. I think what makes us unique is when we were emerging out of COVID, and the forefront of medicine looked at pain management as kind of a black hole, the place where patients go to get medications and they stay on medications for an extended period of time with no fix, or they were over-medicated or under-medicated. It just became kind of a, I don't know, not say a dumping ground, but just almost an eyesore because of the stigma attached with opioid epidemic. Now I think we're changing that. TPC is helping lead the forefront to change the view of pain management physicians to not just handing out pain medications that some patients may need still, but doing things that will give patients extended periods of relief and that are often permanent fixes for a patient's pain without having to expose themselves to surgery. So we're actually getting more approval from insurance companies. We're getting more attention from primary care physicians and more attention from surgeons who want to send us patients because they know that even though a patient's had an epidural or a facet or an RF, or maybe had a stent trial, that there are more things that the pain center can offer them outside of just the simple epidural injections that sometimes other physicians can offer them or don't even know about. We essentially have our hands and our minds are in the forefront of pain management to where we know the majority of the latest and greatest inventions that are out there for medicine and pain patients.
I love that. And what about the culture behind TPC?
TPC has a culture of really no patient left behind. I've never refused to see a patient. There's never a patient that I turned away and said I wouldn't see them unless I was actually physically out of town. We take all comers. We take anybody. It doesn't matter how rich, how poor, what insurance you have. It does not matter to us. We will see any pain patient. And I think that's the special part about us. You don't have to come with a big workup. You don't have to come with an entourage. You don't have to come from the right primary care. You don't have to say the right thing. Come in if you have pain, and we will absolutely see you and do our best to take care of you. And that's maybe as much as you can expect, but I mean, we give it our all just for each and every patient, which I'm not saying other pain doctors don't, but I think you'll see that our culture here is one of embracing all pain patients, no matter how big or small.
I can attest to that. I've seen that firsthand, and that is great, Dr. Jones. I mean, you can really tell you care about your patients. So how can patients find you to book an appointment?
It's probably easier to go to our website, thepaincenter.com, and you can book an appointment online. Just follow the prompts that are there to book an appointment. Once you sign online with us, ask for an appointment. We can get you a Pain Center app. You can also go into your local primary care physician and say, I would like to see a patient from the Pain Center of Arizona, depending if you need a referral or not. But just going online and logging on to thepaincenter.com can get you an easy, quick appointment, or at least us to call your primary care to get a referral to be seen at minimum.
Thank you, Dr. Jones. I really appreciate you coming on the podcast. It was a pleasure.
Hey, thank you so much.
Hello, everyone. I'm going to leave you with a testimonial quote on the Pain Center of Arizona. And I quote, I've been a patient since 2007. TPC has gone above and beyond to help me with my severe pain issues caused by a combination of injuries and medical issues. They were the first to ever really care, work through different treatments, medications, and procedures to help me find relief. They have continued to work with me all these years as things change. They have given me the ability to care for my family.